Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Bryson DeChambeau has received a two-stroke penalty for improving his lie on the fifth hole. He is now 5-under par for the tournament after finishing with back-to-back birdies to get to 7. He gets the bad news. Your leader, Lucas Herbert, at 8-under par. Cam Young leading a group at 6-under. Here's Broadus with Krusty's Corner.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words!
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broadus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Always appreciate you playing that. Thank you, Hurtado Barbecue and Reliant, for being a part of this one as well. I'm sitting there thinking, because, like, this time next week, I'll be getting ready for go to training camp. Leaving on Sunday. And be joining you guys from Oxnard. So looking forward to that, and then looking forward to having you guys there. So football season is around the corner.
Do we fly in the following weekend?
You do.
Is that how it's going to work?
You do. Yeah, you do.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for going out there early for us. That's amazing.
Well, I what am
it's
I?
It's like pulling teeth to get him to go out there.
Yeah. Just like, oh, gosh, fine.
I'm going to do my best, though. I will do my best to not oversell or overhype anybody.
Yeah, we know that's your commitment.
It's my commitment to making sure, like, well, hey, so-and-so looked good in practice today.
We're going to pull it out of you.
Good thing is you won't get anything in pads until we're there. That's when
the
pads
I know.
Really
that's
come on.
A lot
I'm
of,
excited for that.
It's kind of a lot of underwear Olympics, but it'll be nice to be out there seeing how they line up and running into people and stuff like that. nothing new to report on Taylor Farms in my digestive system.
Good
so
news.
All good there. Yesterday we did the new defensive coordinators in the league. I want to do something with you guys. I'm going to name a guy, and first off, I'd just like you to tell me, yes, I'd like to have this guy as my offensive coordinator. And then the second thing I want you to tell me is, yeah, I think he's going to have success or he's not going to have success. Now, maybe you say, I'd like to have this guy as my coordinator, but I don't think he's going to have success. But just give me that answer when I go to you, right?
Yeah.
If you don't mind. And I just want to see where you guys are on some of these hires. And Dawson, I'll start with you because this is the top one. By the way, this is a list coming off from the Athletic. This is where I got their work. And so the number one guy they've got listed is head coach now, Mike McCarthy with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dawson, I will start with you. You've already seen him as your OC, but Pittsburgh, do you want him as your OC? And or do you not want him as your OC? And how you feel about him?
I mean, I'd be terrified if I was Steelers fan right now just because of how bad it ended with him and Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. And you really need to be pretty heavy-handed with Aaron Rodgers, getting him to try to attack the middle of the field more, getting him to hold on to the ball more, and getting him warmed up to under-center play action, which are three things that he's probably going to fight you on. And when last we saw this soap opera, he was, you know, just talking so poorly about Mike McCarthy. Schematically, I think McCarthy has done a pretty nice job of you know, innovating while remaining true to who he is as a West Coast coordinator. Like, he's not the worst old school play caller you can have. And he brought in Brian Angelico, who was working with Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings,
okay,
to sort of, you know, try to upgrade the way that he looks at it even more. So I think there's reason to believe, but no, it would definitely not be my choice.
Chief, how about Clint Kubiak for the Las Vegas Raiders, named as the head coach and as your play caller? He's going to take that over. Are you on board with Clint Kubiak as your play caller?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you just saw what he did with Sam Darnold and company with the Seahawks. So, yeah, I think he's an up-and-coming guy who is now getting the head coach bump. I believe in what he did with the Seahawks. If Mike McDonald is hiring you to be his play caller, I think there's just some respect right there. That's the best defensive mind in the league. And the proof was in the pudding last year with what they did with Sam Darnold. So, yeah, I think the Raiders got themselves a really good one.
How about you, Wooly? I'm going to go with you on this one. I'm going to go with the hiring of the Los Angeles Chargers of Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a McDaniel fan. It's just unfortunate that it didn't work out for him as a head coach in Miami. But, I mean, we talked about he's got a lot of talent there with the Chargers. The offensive line, if they can stay healthy, is a good unit. Herbert's very talented. He's just been terrible in the postseason. So is he able to help him get over that hump? I also think Harbaugh, going through his history not only at Michigan but even with the 49ers previously, and then now with the Chargers, Jesse Minter going and getting a new job. He's been a good guy that can evaluate, okay, this would be a good hire for me as a coordinator. So the one thing about McDaniel is Eric pointing out with the Dolphins, he never seemed to really evolve. But year one with the Chargers, that shouldn't be a problem. It's just after year one, what does he do once there's a little bit of a book out on how he wants to run this offense?
Yeah, but I also think that he was so limited with the fact that they tied themselves to Tua, and there was just only so much that you could do with a quarterback like that. He specializes in the run game. Like, with a bad offensive line, they were still extremely explosive in the run game. So it's the short yardage stuff that I think they had some big problems with. But with Justin Herbert now, I think he's going to have a lot more at his disposal, and his creative brain is probably drawing up some special things. Even that move with Keaton Mitchell, who's a jitterbug back from Baltimore. If he can stay healthy with him and Hampton, plus the three tight ends that they have, I would be very excited if I was a Chargers fan. It's just their schedule's super difficult in a ton of ways, not only with the teams they have to play, but also with like the rest advantages. They're going to be on short weeks a ton. So I don't know that the team is going to be overly successful, but I do think that offense will be legit.
Dawson, in a surprising move, Sean Payton names Davis Webb at Denver as his offensive coordinator and gives him the play calling to keep him around. I'm honestly shocked that he did it. How are you feeling about Davis Webb?
You know, I read that Sean Payton, Seth Wickersham article quite a bit, a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever it was out, and there was a nugget in there that Sean Payton will not have you on his staff unless he believes that you are a difference-making mind or you have the potential to be one. And the fact that he gave this to Davis Webb to keep other teams from poaching him away makes me feel like, wow, that's like a double endorsement coming from Sean Payton. But I got to ask you, does he have a coaching tree? Like, does he have an eye for developing coaches? Because that's really what this is all about.
Yeah, he's had these guys with the Saints. You know, he had those guys that they stayed with him forever.
Pete Carmichael,
yeah. And Sean was always... And those guys were kind of coaching it up and, like, you know, running the meetings, and Sean was then, you know, calling the plays. But I don't, you know, the coaching tree for Sean Payton.
Dan Campbell, maybe?
That's the major one right there.
Dennis Allen?
Yeah, Dennis Allen.
But, yeah, Dennis Allen, not successful as a head coach. Right?
See, I think Sean Payton is such a control freak and a maniac, and he's accounting for so much in his head that it's not a great environment for other people to grow inside of.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want the hot shot dudes that could go on to be successful.
I don't think he does either. That's why. But
this is the first time with Webb that maybe he's changing.
Campbell is completely different from any other, you know.
Yeah, he's unique.
He's like the unicorn, I guess, of the coaches, because – That the style and the whole bravado. I mean, like, when you look at what Dan Campbell was doing at like with the Dolphins, there were things there that even before Sean got him, that was like, okay.
Yeah, he was the interim.
Yeah,
when they fired Philbin, I think.
Joe Brady and Declan Doyle, who are two hot names. Brady just got the head coaching job with the Bills. Was there with him and with the Saints as an assistant. And then Declan Doyle.
Doyle just got a job too, so we don't know Ravens. About him.
I'm excited about Doyle if I'm a Ravens fan.
So I mean, maybe those are two guys that make his tree look better. But otherwise, yeah, it's not a lot to be like, oh, this dude's got an awesome tree of coaches out here.
Willie, how about Matt Nagy with the Giants?
That's terrible. I don't know why in the world anybody would want to hire Matt Nagy.
Is Frank Reich in the same class with the Jets?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a retread guy. Now, as an offensive coordinator, maybe it's better than a head coach, but like, Nagy didn't even make the Chiefs any better. Their offense was bad. You know, like, if he was coming off of a Super Bowl season with Kansas City or something, then sure. Yeah. But he wasn't good as an OC, and he wasn't really even the play caller there. That was more shared responsibility with him and Andy. I don't know why you'd be excited about bringing him in. And Frank Reich just had a terrible stint with the Carolina Panthers.
And it was terrible. He was not good at Stanford either, but they just did one year helping out there. And I'll throw Sean Mannion in this thing in Philadelphia too, as another one that I'm kind of scratching my head on that one. As a guy that kind of pulls for the Cowboys, I'm hoping that Sean Mannion, Matt Nagy, And I'm hoping also, too, our guy, David Blau, right?
Mm-hmm.
With,
Local guy.
Yeah, a local guy. So kind of
the Sean Mannion one, I think, could be terrifying because he's gonna try to put the Eagles totally modernized here in a Shanahan-style system coming from Minnesota. Like, there's some potential there that might revive Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley.
Mm.
Make him a good offense once again. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We got a football fix coming up. Well, Chuck and I need it. Where are you taking us?
We got a coaching story from Mac Brown and dropping singles tighten up. And which NFC's team defense improved the most? Is it the Cowboys next?